Attorney Mr. Elliott approving to each notice as a form.
Do you guys have any questions?
No questions.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Taney County and Offen Petroleum and Taney County and Petroleum Traders Corporation.
Second with discussion.
I have a second with discussion.
Do we need to add Offen Petroleum LLC?
I think it's Trader Joe's.
You have Offen Petroleum LLC, and you have.
Thought we might need to add the LLC, Lindy LLC.
I'll amend my motion to say LLC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have notice of renewal for concrete, primary and secondary, file number 24-051, Roden Bridge.
Is there any questions on this one?
No.
Proceed, sir.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between American R&C DBA Buchanan Materials and Tri Lakes Ready Mix in Taney County and by and between Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company in Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have notice of renewal for asphalt materials, file number 24-050, Roden Bridge. One with APAC Central and the other with Coastal Energy.
Any questions?
Do not. This is the first of three renewable agreements. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 15th, 2024, approving to each notice as the form.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between APAC Central Incorporated and Taney County and the notice of renewal by and between Coastal Energy Corporation and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you want to knock these last two out?
Yeah. Might as well work right on them, so let's keep going. Next, we have a notice of renewal for asphalt, file number 24-049, Roden Bridge. First one is with Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company, and the secondary would be with Capital Paving and Construction, LLC. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 15th, 2024, approving to each notice as to form. Once again, this is the first of three available renewals under the agreements.
Any questions or comments? Move to approve notice of renewal by and between Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company in Taney County and the notice of renewal by and between Capital Paving and Construction, LLC in Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have the notice of renewal for aggregate rock, file number 240-048, Roden Bridge. We have multiple categories on this.
I'll see.
Yeah, no, we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 15th, 2024, approving to each notice as to form. This is the first of three as well, as far as renewals that we have under the terms.
Do you want them all in one motion, or do you want to break it up?
I think we can do it all in one.
You'd like...
Well, it's up to you, but I don't see a problem.
That's fine. That's
yeah,
matters.
I think as presented, if you can, how it is here.
Okay. Notice of renewal by and between Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company and Taney County for Category 1A. Notice of renewal for Category 1A by and between Capital Materials LLC and Taney County. Category 1A, notice of renewal... move to approve by and between Green Dream International LLC and Taney County. Category 2, notice of renewal by and between Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company and Taney County. And Category 2, notice of renewal by and between Capital Materials LLC and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Okay. We're going to circle back around. We're going to jump back up on the agenda and recapture the assessment maintenance plan agreement. 2024 to 2025, file number 24-012, Assessor. With us, we have Taney County Assessor, Ms. Susan Chapman, and our auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, the assessment plan, is this exactly the same one that was presented to us in January, end of January, 1st of February?
I believe it is. It's the same thing that we had. The clarification on this is that when I fill out the maintenance plan, we put in the actual approved budget straight from our auditor to them, and they divide it up in the way that they like their accounting, because as you see, there's different categories, which we don't necessarily call the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, the commission is aware that when I write the letter that goes on the top, it does address the fact that this is only good as long as we have the money in the budget to take care of it. So this should be what would be you should be comfortable hopefully signing, because again the numbers are from our actual budgets and it's just divided into what the tax commission has put into the categories.
So more or less what I've gathered from your statement is you provide them with a monetary figure and then they put it down on a sheet of paper telling you how you should allocate that for your office.
Correct. And it is the actual approved budget from our Taney County auditor. That's what I send them each time.
But the paper that they present varies from that. It is
correct.
In their words,
yes,
not
sir.
What has been approved by us.
Yes, sir. And I've been assured that the Tax Commission is happy with the way it is.
Even though it's not consistent with what was
it's
presented
to them.
It's not
consistent with the way it's presented to them from our auditor,
mm-hmm.
but they are happy that they have divided it in the way that they like to look at it.
But as we know, throughout the year, they come back and refer to the tax maintenance plan is something that we've signed and agreed to.
Again, as long as if we have the money to do the things in the maintenance plan, it's fine, but we don't have enough ever to cover the kind of things that the State Tax Commission is looking for. I mean, we have 49,000 parcels, you know, and they want us to do that every 2 years. Well, based on even on the employees we have and the budget we have, We cannot possibly do all 49,000 in 2 years at this point. So the state would need to come in with some money for us.
David, is the do you have it in front of you? Are those
I do not.
Do you want this?
Was what was sent to me.
What was sent to you is just what we got.
What you guys got. I didn't know if one was one.
Is the requested 2024 expenditures, is that 852, is that correct? Or do you have what you have budgeted?
So this is what was presented to both the purchasing legal department and for to the assessor.
Where'd this number come from?
Those are all that was presented to me, and it's in the budget.
So the handwritten ones is...
That was presented to both, to Susan for the tax commission. That's what was turned in, and that's the numbers that are in the budget document, are the Taney County.
So it's actually lower, not higher. That's what they're still presenting to us.
So, for example, like on salaries, you're going to have benefits and all sorts of things in there, which we don't, we break those down. And so they know which benefits they want to include in that salary number.
Some things to look at on this sheet that I presented, which is going to be the budget document numbers, is the county general revenue that was showing to be a revenue going into the assessor. It was in the approved 2023 Taney County budget that we did not allocate any funds. That's why that should be zero.
Same thing for 2024.
Same, well, 2024 line is the requested, not the approved.
Oh, yeah, the requested.
But the request was actually just 75,000.
Well, the approval
was turned into my office.
The approval is still zero.
Approved. But what was the 75,000 was what was requested, not 85,000. What was turned into my office. But if you look at the salaries, the approved or the requested in my office was $710,085, not $708,920. So I do not know where these figures came from. If she provided the state with the approved and the requested, then they should match the amount that is projected on the Taney County budget.
I guess, can we just fill in the blanks and sign it and vote on it as changed and send it back?
Let me ask one other thing. Is on number 20, functions and responsibilities.
On number what?
Have you signed a memo of understanding with the State Tax Commission of what you will do for 2025? We received a copy of memo of understanding where you decide what you would be raising the ratio, if it's called the ratio, to on commercial property. You had back a few months ago.
Anything that I've signed, I've sent to you guys. So.
Okay. Yes, it says in here that if the county is under a memo of understanding or an equalization order by the state, like that will be followed with this. So that becomes part of the maintenance plan. Which we didn't have anything to do with the memo of understanding, but does that not mean that that is now part of that maintenance plan?
Yeah, I mean, there's some things that they've requested, but there were things I was already doing. So when it comes to indexes and covering...
Well, it said for the year 2025, you would be changing
right.
The index.
So yeah, we do sign that ahead of time, but it's not...
So that's now becomes, because when that happened before, we were asked, when it happened on the residential problem, we were asked if that was part of the maintenance plan, and it wasn't that time. But this says that if the county is under a memo of understanding.
Right, and I had not seen that part, but I can
this is part
get a
of
copy
what you sent
of
us.
What I've signed to you, but I'm pretty sure that I forwarded it to you when I signed those.
Yeah.
Because I try to keep you all informed of everything I do.
Okay. So that becomes part of this.
Hmm. It says if, or are we under a memorandum of understanding?
Yeah.
The assessor has signed one back some time ago. I think we emailed something on it.
Well, again, it's not accurate. The budget summary page is not accurate. So do we just fill it out with proper numbers?
I think that's the only way that we're going to feel comfortable. I mean, to move forward, I don't know.
And we're going to agree to.